For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slabaugh, where we'll discuss this week's City Council meeting, specifically the discussion they had regarding the shared facility with Mid Prairie School District and his experience attending the special school board meeting that was held after the City Council meeting. And we'll also talk about appointments made to city boards, and we'll talk about one vacancy on the Tax Increment Financing Board. We'll start off by talking about that shared building.
We actually attended the school board meeting after that, so we had it on our agenda to have some discussion with respect to some funding options and kind of the plan going forward, and to get the impression of the council as to what they're, to make sure they were still on board with the direction we were headed with a joint partnership with the Mid Prairie Community School District. So we had probably a 20-30 minute discussion on that, which went well. They solidified their position that they don't see any roadblocks at this point from the city's perspective, and they'd like to still continue the dialogue with the school district to try to hammer out if we could partner on a facility. So I was able to convey that and carry that over to the school district meeting, and I think we're going to continue discussions.
So that was the Mid Prairie School Board meeting that you attended?
Yeah, I attended there at 7 o'clock. They had a special meeting.
Was that just their building committee and the...
It was actually the full school board. They met to come up with their bonding scenario for what they're looking to bond for in April 1st of 2014. So they had a list of projects that they narrowed down last night, and our hope was that a middle school gym was not included, so that it would give us more time to, you know, come up with a scenario that would align the school district and the city together to potentially come up with a larger project that would be, we think, more beneficial to not only the residents of Kelowna, but to the students within the Mid Prairie School District. It did not make the priority in that it is not going to be on the bond issue in April. It would be on a bond issue at a later date, which is what we wanted. It's too soon for the city to look to bond in April for a project of this nature. So we wanted some more time. There's still a lot of unknowns, and we're still paying off our downtown projects. We wanted to be fiscally responsible and have some of our stuff taken care of before we entered into a scenario where we went to the taxpayers to ask for funding.
And then you also talked about selecting officials.
We reappointed individuals to our Board of Adjustments, TIF, Parks and Rec Board, and so forth. We had maybe five that were expired, their terms were expiring this year. So all but one of them re-upped for another 2 and/or 3 year term, depending on the position that they took. And we had one that officially resigned from the TIF board due to health concerns that they've had here the last couple of years. So we will look to find somebody that would be interested, preferably a male on that position, that we have gender equity, that would be on our Tax Increment Finance Board.
How involved is that? Is that monthly meetings or how?
No, we really only have one committee that meets monthly, and that would be our planning and zoning. And they probably meet generally, if there's nothing on the agenda, about every other month. Some of the other ones meet only as needed, as somebody requests a appeal or have a plan that's outside the parameters that I can, as zoning administrator, can issue, then they would appeal it to a Board of Adjustments, the Board of Appeals.
How big is that board?
The majority of them are five. Yeah, I think pretty standard there. I'm not sure any of them had more than five.
That was my conversation with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slabaugh. If you're interested in that seat on the Tax Increment Financing Board, contact the city. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.